local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to hour number three on a Thursday, a very busy Thursday at that, here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Your interaction, always appreciated. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. As we always do, getting started right off the bat with today's top three stories. Number one, the investigation into today's cell phone outages is not going to just focus on technical difficulties with AT&T, but rather whether it was part of a bigger cyber attack around the country. Both the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are looking into the cause. T-Mobile and Verizon customers also reported issues, but those carriers said that their networks did not experience outages, and it was likely that the problems were just customers trying to reach out and contact with customers of AT&T. Also today, the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden is facing a major setback following the indictment of the FBI, ex-FBI informant Alexander Smirnov at the center of the probe. He was indicted on allegations that he made up information that Biden and his son Hunter accepted millions in bribes from a Ukrainian energy company. It was later revealed that Smirnov said he received his information about the Bidens from Russian intelligence. And finally, in our top three stories today, a big story of local and state interest, the Cassie Carley Law is now at the desk of Governor Ron DeSantis. The bill would require sheriff's offices across the state to create a safe custody exchange space with proper lighting and security cameras. The bill passed both the Senate and House and is now just the governor's signature away from becoming law. Of course, Carley was the Navarre mother who went missing after a custody exchange with Marcus Spinavello back in 2022, her body later found in a shallow grave in Alabama. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local story here, a double murder investigation is continuing this evening. A person of interest is in custody, the grandson of the elderly couple that was found dead inside their home this afternoon. Sheriff Chip Simmons with more.
We had a member of the family that was there, so they made an entry into the house. We just went with them, again, to do this welfare check. And then, as you can imagine, how terrible it would be knowing that, you know, you have a loved one inside the house and then sitting, you know, walking into that scene where not one but two two of your loved ones were apparently killed.
He talked to Channel 3 this afternoon. The deputies were called to the home on Greenbrier Boulevard at around 12:40. When they arrived, they found the victims in separate rooms with blunt force trauma. The person of interest is 24-year-old Jordan King. The victims have not been identified besides both being in their 60s. As of now, no charges have been filed. We'll get more on our local headlines. Again, a busy Thursday here. We'll get our check of the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Typically, as we see in this hour, a lot of traffic dying down. We did still have some issues on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. That is just about gone, though. However, we do have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway, so just a little bit west of Navarre Parkway, that area I was just talking about. If you're traveling westbound here, coming from the Highway 87 area closer to Tiger Point, we've got an accident report there that's going to cause some backups in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. More on our local headlines today. The sale of the large portion of the Olaf 8 property in Beulah appears to be a lot closer after this morning's county commission meeting.
I'm holistically pretty comfortable with the what I think the plan would be. You know, what I think could happen on the property. I'm pretty okay with the with what they're showing and the experience and the other projects they've done.
Chairman Stephen Barry and the rest of the board voted to enter exclusive negotiations with Beulah Town Center LLC for 2 weeks. The group is looking to buy 290 acres of the property, though the commissioners agree that the $20 million offer on the table is still too low. Beulah Town Center LLC also said today that they're partnering with Tampa-based Metro Development. That is specifically who Commissioner Barry was talking about that in the audio clip. They're a firm that specializes in communities with existing master plans. So exciting news for Beulah residents there. An Escambia Circuit Court judge yesterday, is denying a hearing over last week's request for a temporary restraining order over the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym. Of course, late last week on Friday, a pro se motion was filed with petitioners requesting the demolition be halted for 60 days to allow enough signatures to be collected for a ballot referendum. Mayor Reeves says prior city council members signed the gym's death warrant over 3 years ago.
If it had been fixed, we would have been right back in business. Instead, we kick the can down the road and we make it someone else's problem. And then now we have some pearl clutching we're doing over the potential loss of a building that we signed away.
In the order, the judge ruled that the petitioner had failed to follow the requirements of a Florida civil law, although it's not exactly clear whether it was related to procedure or documentation. Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno says he had a cordial meeting with EMS employees this week, roughly 2 weeks after the union sent a letter to county commissioners demanding a change in leadership due to a toxic culture.
We're going to push through, do a real effort. We got some more time and days on the schedule to meet over at EMS. I personally feel like I need to talk to more than one, than four or five people. I think we need to talk with all the crews, all the road crews, and get some input.
Moreno says both he and Assistant Administrator Debbie Bowers were at the meeting. He says there were allegations made that they're looking into, both through EMS management and HR. Also today, a Pensacola man now facing charges after an alleged attempted sexual assault from earlier this week. Police say the man was following a young girl on foot, attempted to sexually assault her. However, the girl was able to escape uninjured. The suspect identified as 20-year-old Kazuri Jackson.
Our investigators got right on that and were able to obtain information on who this individual was, and then an alert officer recognized him and took him into custody without further incident.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. Jackson's now facing those charges of attempted sexual assault of a victim under 18. He's in jail, booked on a $132,500 bond. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked to Lou Ferrigno. That's first. You're definitely going to want to hear this interview with such a sweet, amazing man. Second, there's a bill working in Tallahassee to require the teaching about communism to Florida students. And I played testimony from people who have suffered under communism. You want to listen to the 7 o'clock hour. The first part of that hour, the testimony of the woman from Vietnam, you want to listen to that. Trust me. Find it at newsradio923.com.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting, Tuesday, February 27th. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on here. We do have a couple of incidents, though. We do have a traffic report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. It appears to be if you are traveling westbound. That's particularly if you're traveling towards the Gulf Breeze Zoo. It's pretty close to the Santa Rosa County Tax Collector's Office, so be on the lookout for that if you are in that area or heading that way. Also, if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton areas, if you're traveling towards, what street is this here? Cardinal Street. That's going to be right across from Ruby Tuesday Mugshots, that area there. We've got some backups. There's no confirmation of an accident there, but it has been lingering for a while, so be on the lookout for that as well.
Skies overnight will be cloudy with an overnight low of around 60. Now, there is a little bit of a chance for rain. If we do get any, it will mainly just be some light rain, and it would likely be overnight or after midnight. During the day Friday, the clouds will start to clear. Highs will be in the low 70s. We get some slightly cooler, drier air in for the weekend. So weekend lows in the 40s, weekend highs in the upper 60s with some weekend sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at state headlines today, a settlement has been reached in the Petito civil suit against Brian Laundrie's family and their lawyer. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
The settlement was worked out in mediation in Tampa on Wednesday for an undisclosed amount of money. Gabby Petito is the 22-year-old Long Island travel blogger murdered by her Florida fiancé, Brian Laundrie, during a 2021 van life road trip. Her parents sued his and the Laundrie's lawyer, claiming they inflicted emotional distress by misleading them about Gabby's whereabouts before her body was found weeks later in Wyoming. The mediation settlement means a trial scheduled for May 13th in Sarasota County is canceled. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Some legislative updates from Tallahassee now. Social media ban for children has cleared another hurdle. The vote in the Senate, 23-14. It would, among other things, prohibit anybody under the age of 16 from creating certain social media accounts and also require platforms to delete existing accounts that are set up by minors. The measure goes back to the House, though, because they passed it before revisions were made in the Senate, so now they will review those.
And Florida lawmakers are expected to take up a health care proposal meant to address an ongoing doctor shortage as the legislative session nears the finish line. The State House is expected to vote on a bill this afternoon that would make it easier for foreign and out-of-state health care workers to relocate to the Sunshine State. It would also increase incentives to encourage providers to work in underserved rural communities.
Also, Governor DeSantis says he doesn't want to be Donald Trump's running mate. All right. Well, my wonderful idea that I thought was just amazing. DeSantis says, nope, not at all. So he said that he's looking at other options. Of course, Trump, we were talking about this yesterday on his town hall in South Carolina, said that DeSantis was on a short list of top three. DeSantis also said he wasn't ruling out a 2028 run for the White House.
Well, while your theory doesn't really mean anything now, it was a fair point.
I appreciate that.
I will give you credit where it's due there. National headlines here, just real quickly. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, his cause of death is listed as natural on his medical report, and that's according to his spokesperson, who was given the information by his mother. In a video statement posted on YouTube, Navalny's mother said that she was secretly taken to view his body at the morgue. She also claimed she is being blackmailed by the Russian government to try to force her to hold a secret funeral.
Also, U.S. diplomatic officials are being denied access to a woman from L.A. who is being accused of high treason in Russia. The 33-year-old former ballerina faces 20 years to life in prison for allegedly raising funds for Ukraine. Even though the U.S. and Russia have a longstanding agreement to notify each other if a citizen is being held, Moscow refused to do that because it does not recognize the woman's dual citizenship.
Yeah, it's quite a sorry situation to be in there. Police in Oklahoma say that the death of a teen that happened one day after a fight at their school was not caused by trauma. Nex Benedict, who identified as non-binary, died earlier this month. It happened a day after Nex told their family that they and another student were involved in an altercation with three older girls at Owosso High School. It's not yet clear if their gender identities had a role in the altercation. The mother of Nex told The Independent that they had experienced bullying from fellow students for several months.
Also, a major Alabama health system announcing it will pause all in vitro fertilization procedures in response to the recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham saying it's saddened as it evaluates the potential that our patients and physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages.
The ruling handed down earlier this week categorized frozen embryos as children who are therefore protected under the state's wrongful death laws with respect to minors. Attorneys for the school are now evaluating the potential for doctors and patients in the IVF program being prosecuted or forced to pay damages in civil lawsuits as a result of that ruling. Just before 6:30, quick recap of today's top three stories. The FBI and Homeland Security involved in the investigation into the AT&T cell phone outage today, looking into whether it was part of a cyber attack. Also, the impeachment inquiry into President Biden facing a major setback following the indictment of the ex-FBI informant who was at the center of the probe. And in Florida, the Cassie Carley law is now to the governor's desk after the House and Senate passed it this week. We're back with a look at what's happening in the sports world coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Ukrainian forces continue their struggle against the Russian military as a new aid package in Congress is deadlocked. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon.
The gridlock in Congress over Ukraine funding is impacting Ukraine's front lines. Ukrainian soldiers under fire from Russia's relentless bombardment check their phones to see if Congress has agreed to send more weapons. The Pentagon and White House urging Congress to come back from recess and pass a funding bill.
President Biden today meeting with family members of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who recently died in prison, including his widow, Yulia Navalny.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yulia is going to continue the fight he had underway. So we're not letting up.
This Saturday marks the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Technology stocks led Wall Street to broad and sharp gains today. The S&P 500 up 105 points and the Dow Industrials a 457-point surge, both notched fresh closing highs. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallied 460 points, nearly 3%, and closed within a mere 16 points, shy of the all-time record finish. Another management move at Boeing. Reports say the jet maker announced internally this morning that Michael D'Ambros, Executive Vice President of Human Resources, will retire this spring or summer. Uma Amuluro, currently Chief Counsel at Boeing's Defense and Space Division, will take over the top HR position April 1st. It may still be winter, but Dunkin' has just launched its spring menu. It includes several brand new items, including some new drinks and three new food items, a breakfast empanada, a churro donut, and banana chocolate chip bread. Dunkin's new drinks, a churro signature latte, a cinnamon vanilla coffee, and a couple new Spark energy drinks. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200. In the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Justin Fields has a point. His social media is filled with people suggesting the Bears should go after Caleb Williams or keep him, asking him whether or not he's going to be traded. As he gets ready to go on vacation, I understand why he wants to scrub the Bears and the NFL from his social. I wouldn't want to see it either. I just need a couple of days to get away from it with all the uncertainty. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Only a couple of incidents that we needed to report on, starting with a traffic report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling westbound towards the Santa Rosa County Tax Collector's Office, that's right next to the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We had a lot of congestion in that area. There is still a little bit caused by that accident in the immediate vicinity, but it's nothing too much, so it should die down soon. Outside of that, if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, that is towards, what road is this here? Cardinal Street. That's going to be in front of or across from Ruby Tuesday and Mugshots and all that. That's in the Pace area. We do have some heavy backups there. No confirmation on if that was a traffic accident, but it appears like it may be because it's been sitting like that for a while.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 6:38 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Austin, anything intriguing happening in the world of sports today?
I am so glad you asked, Joe. There's actually several things going on, including right now in the NHL. We got the Washington Capitals at Tampa Bay Lightning. That got underway at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Currently 4 minutes left in the first period. Washington is up 1-0 there. We also got some ranked men's basketball action tonight. That's going to be on FS1. We got Rutgers at number 3, Purdue. That tipped off at 6. Purdue is currently taking them to the cleaners. 4:42 left in the first half. Purdue is up 43-27. That's going to be followed by number 21 Washington State and number 4 Arizona. That game tips off at 10. Then, if you are a fan of the NBA, you should be pretty happy. The regular season is back on track following the All-Star break, headlined by a TNT doubleheader that should be getting underway shortly. Suns at Mavericks at 6:30, followed by Lakers at Warriors at 9. And lastly, as far as sporting news actually going on tonight, or today rather, got good news for baseball fans as well. MLB spring training began today with the Dodgers humiliating the Padres 14-1. Game doesn't really mean much, but, you know, it's the start of that baseball getting in the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's baseball smell. The two are also set to kick off the regular season on March 20th. That's going to be in Seoul, North Korea, or South Korea, rather. Important distinction. It's going to be in South Korea, which will hopefully see a better result than what we saw today.
Yeah. Every year around this time, I think, man, you know, wouldn't it be cool? I'm in Florida. We've got the Grapefruit League, right? You've got the Cactus League over in Arizona. Yep. That's why I can't see the Cubs in spring training, because they're in Arizona. But I was like, you know what, I would love to just go down to Central Florida, Orlando, Tampa, spend a week and just go into different spring training games. That would be very cool. To this point, it's just an idea that I would love to do, and you know, something always comes up around this time anyway. But one of these days I'll go on a nice little spring training road trip around Central and South Florida. The other interesting thing here, a couple from the sports headlines here. Matt Araiza, he is the punter who played at San Diego State. He got drafted by the Bills back in 2022, and then it was like right either before or during the preseason, like when he was going to play his first game, he was named in a lawsuit.
Yes.
And never saw the field, kicked off the team, and then it turns out the alleged victim had made up false information about him. And so for his last couple of years, he's obviously not been able to play in the NFL. So the Chiefs signed him today. I'm not sure if that's to compete with the current punter, Townsend, who I think is actually pretty good, or if Townsend's leaving for free agency or what. But so, you know, I'm happy for him. Obviously, he had his life turned upside down due to, you know, wrongful allegations there. He filed a countersuit against the lady for defamation, and then the two sides settled on that one. So good to see him getting another shot.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFL. College football, apparently we had the definitive 12-team playoff concept for 48 hours, if that. And already we're already talking about 14-team playoff.
Come on.
The CFP meetings in Dallas today. Executive Director Bill Hancock said the idea was discussed but declined to provide details. Yeah, how about we just chill out? Let's let the 12-team playoff play out here. I think it's going to be wonderful. I think 12 is perfect. If you're, and we talked about this yesterday or the day before, if you're 13, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, because if we go back historically and look at the 13, you know, whoever was ranked 13 in the final poll, it's like, okay, you got 4 losses or you got 3, you know, there's something's off about you being a true national title contender in a sport where there are pretty much every year, at least for the last 5 or 6 years or so, really only 3 or 4 teams that can legitimately have a claim. In some cases, 5, like last year. But
last year we had probably, I'd say more like, honestly, that was about as deep of a competitive pool as we were going to get in the playoff era so far. Because, I mean, we had teams that, while they may not have deserved an opportunity over someone else, it was a matter of, hypothetically, they should deserve an opportunity. I think Ohio State was one of those teams. It's like, you had a loss, you won a conference champ, but you were clearly good enough to compete, and that's just a testament to how little room for error there previously was. And I'll also say, With just a 12-team format, you can have Clemson. They may not win the ACC. They play in the weakest Power 4 league. They could get decimated by Florida State and lose by three to, like, a mediocre team like Va-Tech or something. And by the end of the regular season, come Selection Day, they would most likely be in the top 12. So, yeah, 12 is definitely lenient enough for now. Let's see, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. As I said earlier, there's really only two things to focus on so far this hour. If you are traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling westbound more particularly towards the Santa Rosa County Tax Collector's Office, that's right next to the Gulf Breeze Zoo. If you are traveling in that direction, we still have some minor issues in that area caused by an accident report earlier. And while it hasn't been reported as a traffic incident, I can't imagine what could be causing issues for this long. But if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Cardinal Street, that's across from Ruby Tuesday and Mugshots, that area over near Pace, we've still got some issues happening there.
Skies overnight will be cloudy with an overnight low of around 60. Now, there is a little bit of a chance for rain. If we do get any, it will mainly just be some light rain, and it would likely be overnight or after midnight. During the day Friday, the clouds will start to clear. Highs will be in the low 70s. We get some slightly cooler, drier air in for the weekend. So weekend lows in the 40s, weekend highs in the upper 60s with some weekend sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, not going to hear me complain about that weather forecast at all. 6:45 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Actually, pretty big news in that space here. The first U.S. moon landing since 1972 is a success.
Really?
Yeah, Houston-based Intuitive Machines guided its Odysseus lander onto the moon today. The lander will collect data needed by NASA, which is planning to land near the moon's south pole later on this decade. It marks the first touchdown by a U.S.-built spacecraft since the Apollo 17 mission back in 1972. Continue.
Alrighty.
For some reason, when I saw that, I thought that you could successfully name all of the Apollo 17 missions, but then I remembered your fun fact about yourself is that you can name every U.S. president in order. So I was thinking Yes. It was the Apollo missions for some reason.
Oh, but no, I don't know anything about that. I thought I remembered
you saying that you were into, I know I've been. When I was a kid, I loved the Apollo missions. I thought you said at one point you were that way too, but maybe I was completely off.
I think it's fascinating, but no, my knowledge on it certainly doesn't stand out. All right. Yeah, I can name presidents and Super Bowl matchups.
I can do Super Bowl matchups. Most of them, especially probably since like the 90s, I could probably give you the TV network it was on as well. But yeah, Super Bowl matchups, I could tell you who played in each one, the winner, and awesome. Maybe the MVP of each one thought about it too hard.
I could probably do that with most, but definitely not all.
I wonder if the bosses would let us dedicate an hour to just having a competition of our Super Bowl historical knowledge.
I haven't asked them, but I'll go ahead and tell you the answer is no. The CDC says contagious stomach bugs, including norovirus, are circulating right now and hitting the Northeast especially hard. The CDC says the positivity rate for norovirus, which causes cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea, is more than 15% in the Northeast. If you do get a stomach bug, doctors recommend drinking lots of fluids to keep from getting dehydrated.
What was Super Bowl 12?
Super Bowl 12, that was the Cowboys beating the Broncos.
Nice. Google is putting its Gemini AI image generator on hold after it produced what the company calls inaccurate historical images. Users complained about instances like Gemini returning requests for images of the founding fathers as people of color. Okay. Other images included a female Catholic Pope and black Vikings.
I mean, like, especially with some founding fathers, isn't it kind of common sense? Well, first of all, Obama, it was such a big story that he was the first, I'll say African-American, but more particularly non-white president, right? So it's like, why would some imbecile see a photo of like a black Ulysses S. Grant and be like, oh, really? Like, you got to be, I think, a special kind of stupid to fall for that.
I don't know.
But it definitely does point to a bigger issue of spreading false information. Mortgage rates are up again for the third week in a row. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week. That's up from under 6.8% last week, according to data from Freddie Mac. That's compared to 6.5% a year ago.
Super Bowl 19.
That was the Niners beating the Dolphins.
All right. Also, in our pop culture notes, Beyonce is now the first black woman to score a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. On Wednesday, her hit Texas Hold'em debuted at number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart before... that's the end of that sentence. Before Beyonce, the highest-ranking song by a black woman was over 50 years ago when Linda Martell peaked at number 22 with her song Color Him Father.
I would have never guessed that Beyonce would have a number one hit on the Billboard country charts.
Yeah.
The sexual assault case against Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has been dismissed. Tyler had vehemently denied accusations by former teenage model Gianne Bellino that he sexually assaulted her twice in one day. The alleged assaults were said to have taken place in Manhattan in 1975 when Bellino was just 17 years old.
We have an update on what exactly Travis Kelce spent his $16,000 on for Taylor Swift's Valentine's Day presents.
Oh, boy.
He also just touched down in Australia to join her on tour. The breakdown includes $7,000 on roses, a black leather Dior beret, a.k.a. a black hat, went for $1,050, a bag from Bottega Veneta Medium Andiamo for $5,100. There was also a wide-brimmed straw hat from Celine Triomphe for $1,100 and then a $1,300 Hermes scarf. Listen, you know, Taylor's a billionaire. We get it. Travis has got his multi-millions. I'm just saying that the bar is pretty high now for future Valentines, so... You got to start lower and slowly build up.
Well, then I'm glad I'm single. I mentioned Ulysses S. Grant just a moment ago.
Okay.
He's on the $50 bill. Speaking of which, Joe, if you were to give me a $50 bill, I could buy you flowers, a hat, a bag, another hat, and a scarf.
Like, where are you going with? Okay. All right.
I do not need the $17,000, whatever it was that he just spent there. The Hershey Company is putting out a call for pet owners as they search for the next Cadbury Bunny. This year, the Cadbury brand will use a March Madness elimination tournament to decide the winner. That's appropriate. Entries must be made through Cadbury USA's Instagram account. Pet parents are required to post a picture or video and explain why their rabbit should represent Cadbury. Voting begins March 11th.
Super Bowl 20.
Super Bowl 20. Okay, buddy. That's when the Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots 46-10, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that here's another fun fact for you. That's the only Super Bowl the Bears have ever won.
You didn't have to do that.
I'm sorry.
All right. I thought I had you there. I thought we were going to finish on a good note naming the Bears Super Bowl win, and then you just had to do that to me.
I'm sorry.
Just wait, though. Just wait, because we're going to draft Caleb Williams, and then we're going to win 4 or 5. So I'm very excited about that.
I'll be sure to record this and keep that take in mind.
All right. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up Thursday. Be right back.
Attention homeowners. Are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick, It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrule.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting Tuesday, February 27th. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Hola! Hola!
La, 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 la.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Two spots that we've been touching on so far this 6 o'clock hour. One of them is on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound. That's going to be towards the Santa Rosa County Tax Collector's Office and the Gulf Breeze Zoo, that general area there. Still have some decent backups in that area. Hopefully they should lessen sooner rather than later. Lastly, we had some issues on Caroline Street if you were traveling eastbound towards Cardinal Street. That's across from Village Inn, Cactus Flower, those areas. Actually, wait, it seems like this congestion has moved a bit. That's not Cardinal Street. That is, what's that? Hold on, I'm going to, Shadow Oaks Drive. I was about to say, I might have to step away from the mic for a second to see that. Shadow Oak Drive. So the congestion's moved some, but if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline in front of the Village Inn, we've still got some issues there. Hopefully they should die down soon, though.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Won't find too much complaints about that. 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3, taking a look, recap of our top three stories. The AT&T cell phone outage, it's fully restored now, but now there's an investigation into what exactly caused it. Is it just technical difficulties, or it could be something more sinister? Well, the FBI and Homeland Security is looking into whether it was part of a cyber attack that led to those nationwide outages today. The impeachment inquiry into President Biden now facing a major setback following the indictment of Alexander Smirnoff. He's the ex-FBI informant at the center of the probe. Here in Florida, and certainly of local interest, the Cassie Carley Law is now at the desk of Governor DeSantis after the House and Senate passed it. The bill would require sheriff's offices across the state to create a safe custody exchange space, proper lighting, and surveillance cameras required as well. Time for some of the more wackier and good news stories making the rounds today. KFC rolling out a new menu item called Cheetza. The name is a mashup of, you guessed, chicken and pizza. It's not fried chicken on pizza, but rather chicken on fried pizza on fried chicken. So the fillets are the crust. I like that idea. Marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni on top. It'll be at most locations nationwide starting next week for $9.99. So
interesting. And a Biden report, you'll get the joke in a moment, has come out of the White House today. Newly released internal documents say that President Biden's dog, named Commander, bit U.S. Secret Service personnel on at least 24 occasions between October of 2022 and July of 2023. Commander was eventually removed from the White House months after agents were advised to give lots of room to the dog.
Yeah.
That's according to a senior agent.
If your name's Ryan and you're not doing anything on Saturday, you can go to Austin, Texas to try to set a world record. There's a Ryan Rodeo as they try to break the world record for the largest gathering of people with the same first name. For the past few years, the city of Kyle, Texas, has been trying to do that unsuccessfully. The current world record is 2,325 Ivans that met up in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
And some good news here. China is sending back more pandas to the United States in a sign of improving diplomatic relations between the two countries. On Thursday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said an agreement with the San Diego Zoo has been signed on a new round of international cooperation in the protection of giant pandas. An agreement is also being worked on with the Washington National Zoo, and Georgia's Zoo Atlanta is currently the only zoo in the nation to have a giant panda program.
Yeah, very cool. A guy named Anton Newtonboom is raising awareness for men's mental health by walking barefoot across the U.S. from L.A. to New York. He left Santa Monica, California on Saturday, calls himself the Barefoot Dutchman. Not his first rodeo. In 2019, he became the first person to make it to the Mount Everest base camp barefoot.
Well, it's not my cup of tea, but it's for a good cause, and that's what matters. There was a story last month about a chain of convenience stores in Kentucky that added disco balls and lights to the bathrooms. We covered that. So they're basically like mini dance clubs. Now a couple just got married in one. After exchanging vows, they turned the lights on for their first dance.
Yeah, not your cup of tea either.
It's just a little tacky in my taste.
All right, couple of rapid-fire ones. Super Bowl 30.
That was Cowboys beating my Steelers.
Super Bowl 45.
That was the Packers beating my Steelers.
We'll see you tomorrow.